Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to KSTK, your local live call-in show. The time is 1 p.m. We have our guests Nellie and Orion in the studio today, and they are with the AmeriCorps program. So they're spending about 6 weeks in town helping out a lot of different organizations, and they're here to tell you more about that. So if you want to call in and ask a question, you can, or if you just want to say hi, that number is 874-2345. So, Nellie, Orion, how's it going?
It's going well.
We're Thank loving you for it. Having yeah. Us. No.
Cool.
Happy to be here.
Go ahead and just tell me a little bit about yourselves.
My name is Nellie. I am 21 years old. I'm from Wilmington, Delaware. And I joined AmeriCorps to take a gap year from college and get out and about and engage with local communities.
Well, I come from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm about 19, came out of high school, spent about a summer finishing up a film certificate. Film is really big in New Mexico, so I don't try to get into that business, but finished the training, worked a couple stuff, did Better Call Saul, that kind of thing, had a great time, but didn't really think this was a good program for me, so I moved on. Didn't want to go to college immediately either, because now I didn't know what I wanted to do with myself anymore. So I moved on to AmeriCorps just to get a good year off, you know, chance to find myself, grow a little bit, but it's been great so far. I mean, I think a lot's changed me. You know, you grow up fast out here in the real world.
Is this the real world?
God, I hope so.
Really? Well, that is good to hear. Yeah, Orion, you have an interest in film. Nellie, what are some of your interests?
I'm interested in English literature. I'm an English major, and I'm trying to double major in theater as well. So I'm interested in theater, English, music, and volunteering with AmeriCorps.
Okay, so you're in school and you're taking your gap year in school. Okay,
yeah,
got you. Very cool, guys. Then let's just get right to it. Let everybody in Wrangell know a little bit more about what AmeriCorps is exactly.
So we are members of AmeriCorps NCCC, which stands for the National Civilian Community Corps. It is a program, it's 10 months long for young adults ages 18 to 24 to engage with local communities and develop leadership skills. We get the chance to work on a couple different projects throughout the year. Orion, you could probably tell us where we've been before.
Well, up to Wrangell, just all of Alaska, we spent most of our time in California, which is kind of rare for a lot of teams. It's across the entire Pacific coast. So we're from Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Hawaii, Alaska,
Utah, Montana.
Always forget Utah,
so
Montana.
So we're part of the Pacific region.
So we're all over there. Teams will spread out from Sacramento and California, go out there. Where we were, we went off to a small town up north in California called Ukiah, and if you've heard, there have been a lot of fires in California for quite a bit, specifically up north. So a lot of people have lost their homes. So AmeriCorps, joining in with another nonprofit team, sends teams up there to help people get their homes built. It's just totally free service for the people. If they're in, if their insurance won't cover them, these nonprofits will come in and help them out. So we join these nonprofits and help them. Helped like a ton of people rebuild their homes. And we were in Ukiah. We only we came in about halfway through one home that was being finished, just about completed it. Then we had to come back for next project. Other teams came in. They worked on a lot more projects in that area. After Ukiah, we moved down to Sacramento and we worked with VITA. It's a free tax service in the area.
It stands for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program.
So we all got trained up in federal and state taxes and just spent, 12 weeks with doing people's taxes. So, ton of fun. Definitely a interesting experience. I'll admit, Never knew how to do my taxes. Kind of a bummer I had to join a federal program to learn to do it, but...
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really curious, like, what did you all expect to be doing when you signed up for this?
All sorts of activities. I didn't quite know what to expect. I know that we do various projects with environmental work, with... city urban development. We do projects. Some projects engage with schools. We had a team that was working one-on-one with school classrooms to help out there. Right now we're doing environmental work. Like Orion said before, we've been doing tax work and then the disaster relief work after the fires in terms of building homes. Yeah, is there anything else? We do a whole bunch of projects.
Yeah, I think that covers
a variety of areas.
Large variety.
Well, and AmeriCorps is stationed all across America. So if you don't want to stay in the Pacific, you can head off out east. Mm-hmm. You can go down to the Southwest, up north. There are campuses all across America. So you can join just anywhere you want. If you get picked, of course, you have to go through application processes and all that stuff. Everything you can do online if you'd like to join. Just AmeriCorps and CCC. .com.gov.
Yeah.
Go sign up.
Let's go ahead and get the plug in there. and there's a lot of young people that are going to be graduating from high school pretty soon. And very cool. So let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back. If you want to call and ask a question of Nellie and Orion, then give us a call at 874-2345. You are tuning into your local live call-in show, and the time is 1:09, and we have two of the AmeriCorps volunteers. We have Nellie and Orion in the studio today. AmeriCorps will be here for about 6 weeks, and we're just learning a little bit more about what they've done on their 10-month journey so far. They're in this project for 10 months total, and Wrangell is not your last stop. You're going to go to Yakutat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But then are you finishing up after that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second to last project.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then let's just circle back to the time you spent in California, which is doing two, like, very different things.
Yeah.
I mean, how was it to help people rebuild their homes? You know, had you done anything like this before? And you know, how did people respond to you?
Up to that point, all of us, if not most of us, had never even done construction in our lives. So it was all just skill learning, and we loved it for that. We learned a ton of great skills just from, all of us can put up drywall. Most of us know plumbing, siding, painting, all sorts of great stuff like that. If you need anything done in the office, we'll be happy. We can do your carpeting or something. But we're, it was a big skill learner. Nellie, you hung out around town a lot. What do you think of Ukiah?
Ukiah, that was a great experience working there. Like you said, Orion, we all came in at a variety of different skill levels and then were able to gain new skills and improve some old ones. We were there in the fall, so we went out, I think, at the beginning of November. So we started working on this house that we were rebuilding from a previous fire, and on the second day of work, we saw a big cloud of smoke come in, and we didn't quite know what it was. I'm from the East Coast, so I really have no experience with wildfires or anything like that, so I didn't quite know how to gauge it. Later on, we learned that was from the Paradise Fire, the campfire that it was just a huge fire in California this year. So it really brought this poignant moment to our work when we were working on the house and saw what we were building from and then what was currently going on. It made our work seem a lot more meaningful. Go ahead.
Like a week and a half, was it? The entire landscape was covered in smoke. It was that one big cloud that just didn't stop for like a good 2 weeks. So we'd run around. Everybody ran around with gas masks. State gave out gas
smoke
masks.
Smoke masks.
Yeah, it was crazy. So it was, puts it in perspective. It really, really does.
Yeah.
But yeah, the town was beautiful. Real small. Kind of looked like, it was a very healthy town.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very poppin'. Lots of young people and their kids coming down. Try and enjoy themselves. So we really appreciate it for that, just because it was a nice, quaint little town that we liked a lot. Yeah, we were very happy with it.
Yeah, my favorite part, I think, was getting to engage with community members in the town. We also worked at a distribution center that gave supplies to people who had lost their homes in fires. So we actually had a whole bunch of people come down from the Paradise Fire who had just lost everything. I can't even imagine it. But we got to engage with them and talk with them and hear their stories, which I think was really impactful.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
To hear those stories, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, the fires in Paradise. I mean, that's something that everybody is aware of and people have heard on the news. I mean, you know, how is it different to be on the ground in some ways? I mean, not that you were in Paradise, but that you were directly, connected to that community.
Yeah. It gave it a lot more perspective. Meeting some of the people who were affected directly by the fire was heart-wrenching at times. Mm. But then also to see how people still had hope was surprising in a sense, but really impressive. I was impressed with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the disconnect from seeing something on the news or a newspaper and just being there is totally different. You rarely get a chance like that. And to just be in it for like weeks on end, it's incredible. People coming down, having to move over, bringing trailers, stuff like that. It's crazy. You just don't expect it. But Nelly really brought it up. People are full of hope. I mean, it's incredible how hopeful people are, especially in situations where they lose everything. But in the end, they had themselves and their families, and that was all they needed at the end of the day. They're perfectly happy to keep going on like that if they had to. But yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful to see the human struggle like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Okay, so I think we got a call from probably someone that you all know. We don't have a name to them. But they had two questions for you all. So we discussed this a little bit, but maybe you can go some more into it. What made you want to do AmeriCorps? You know, Nelly, you talked about I wanted to get involved with different communities. Orion, you were looking to, you know, do something while you were figuring out some things. But yeah, tell me a little bit more.
For me, I was looking for some experience I could do for a year that would, like I said before, engage with communities one-on-one. I would get to talk to people, hear their stories, and share my own story with them. I think that has been what's most impactful for me in my AmeriCorps experience so far. You also get this wonderful opportunity to travel with a team of 8 to 12 people. Right now, our team is 9 people. I love them all. They're really wonderful to live with. It was definitely a learning experience to live with these people and work with these people all the time. But I'm so lucky to have the team that that we're on Green 3. we bond really well. We get to know each other well as a team and then also engage well with the community, which is exciting.
Yeah, the team's great. I'm trying to remember how I actually found out about AmeriCorps. Nelly, do you remember how you found out about AmeriCorps?
I researched online.
You just kind of dropped on it?
I know somebody who did a VISTA program, which is Volunteers in Service to America. That's another AmeriCorps program that's not quite as team-based, but does a lot of in-depth work with local communities.
Yeah, yeah. My mother in Albuquerque runs nonprofits, and one of the members of her board also runs some AmeriCorps teams that come down to New Mexico to help out. So she gave me the opportunity to join AmeriCorps through the guys she already knew. So that was a great chance to get out. I didn't really think I'd get a chance like that. Because, the easiest thing that most people tell you to do is just go join the military. That'll get you out for a couple of years. Didn't want to do that, no. But AmeriCorps is perfect amount of time. It's about 10 months for anybody who wants to join. You're totally paid for food, living, all that stuff, and a little living stipend. It's great. So I was really lucky that I got to meet any of those people. I got to join this team and meet all these guys that I'm on the team with.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Well, thank you, guys. And then our mystery caller had one more question for you all, but I will save it till the end. So let's jump into your time here in Wrangell. So my understanding is you're going to be here for 6 weeks total. And then how long have you already been here?
Been here 2 weeks.
Yeah. About to the third week, I think.
Yeah.
So already halfway through, but loving it all the same.
Yeah, we're working with the U.S. Forest Service here, working to help on different projects that they have going on. Currently, we're also working with Parks and Recreation here to also work on different projects.
Yeah, right now, before we came to this show, we were painting some stuff for Parks and Rec in the rec center.
Yeah, you can see. If you could see us, we have a little bit of paint on us right now.
Yeah, so you're painting project in the rec center. Okay, just the walls.
Yeah. Each other.
No.
I was like, maybe you're doing a mural. I don't know.
No. Just flat colors. We're helping out, though. What else are we helping them out with?
For the rest of the week, we're working, I believe, in the community center too.
That's right. Aren't we also moving on to the graveyard too?
Yes.
I think we're going to be clearing out the graveyard next. So some of us will go off to help clean up the graveyards. But we're getting a great tour of the town.
Yeah.
We're just right in there.
Last week we were working to help clear out and prepare fish nets for recycling.
It's the tribe, and that's the Wrangell Cooperative Association.
That's the one. Right.
Yeah.
So we were working with them to help clean out their nets and prepare them for recycling, which was we got to have a lot of conversations that were really great with each other, cracked some maritime jokes while we were at it, which was fun.
Learned a lot about nets. Very happy with that. I'm landlocked. I've been landlocked my entire life. So living like this around boats and the ocean, you can just get a fishing pole and go right outside. It's incredible. I've never seen anything like it in my life. So I'm just appreciating the experience altogether. I'll just stand outside, just stare at the ocean, because it's just so out of this world to me. I don't know why. It's alien.
It's beautiful here.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's very different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How have people received you?
Well, I hope. I guess that's for the callers to decide.
Yeah. How have they welcomed you?
Right here in Wrangell, people have been so friendly, so welcoming. We noticed even on the first couple days that we were here, we were walking down the street and people would wave to us from their cars, which was sort of a culture shock in a sense. But everyone seems incredibly friendly here. And friendly, warm, and welcoming.
Yeah. Our supervisor, Dave, will go down into town with us every once in a while. And he'll just point out people. Like, oh, that's Bill. He works here. And that's John. He works there. It's so weird to live in a little town like this where everybody knows each other. So it's really fun to do that. Because you just start recognizing people pretty fast.
Yeah, it's a really special community.
Real togetherness. I guess it's hard to find in modern times, at least. You know, Albuquerque's small, but it's big enough where that kind of community doesn't really exist anymore. But
yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I mean, you all have been here for, almost 3 weeks. It's like not a long time, but it's definitely long enough time to start seeing the same faces in certain places. And interacting with people in a pretty intimate manner. Okay, so yes, so you're doing some of the GillNet work. You're helping out with Parks and Rec, doing some painting for them. You're going to help out with the cemetery, cleaning that up a little bit. Okay, what else? What else does the Forest Service have you doing?
Well, we are helping the elementary school and the middle school. So we built garden boxes. We already built garden boxes for the elementary school. And then the middle school, I think, needs brickwork done. Is it the middle school?
I believe so. Yeah, the middle and high school.
So, yeah, there's some brickwork that needs to be done in the middle school. So we're going to tear that down, put some new work up, and hopefully make it look nice and very nice. So learn some masonry along the way.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, definitely. A lot of different skills.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Yeah. So you're working with all these different groups, the AmeriCorps, not the AmeriCorps, the Forest Service is your keeper, so to say, but, you're getting to work with the city folks as well as the tribe. Cool. Then, anything else you want to say about Wrangell specifically or the things that you're doing in Wrangell? I feel like we covered pretty much all of it, but
we're happy to be here. I think that it's a really wonderful, warm place. We have appreciated everyone we've met, whether it's supervisors or people who we're working with. It's just everyone seems very friendly, and thank you for having our team here.
Love the weather. Absolutely love the weather. Not too hot, not too cold. I've never been this wet in my life. I love it. I'd love it if the sun could go down. That'd be nice. It's been a while. goes down late, comes up early. I need my Z's, but that's what face masks are for. So I've been working with it.
Oh, yeah. It's only going to get worse.
Fantastic.
And we're south, you know, we're southeast Alaska. When I went to Fairbanks, it's like, it never goes down.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm kind of curious, what have you all done for fun in Wrangell?
We love the library.
Yeah, the library is great.
It's a fantastic library. I've seen a movie, the movies they show down there. May not be old enough for them, but I've got time to waste.
We've strolled around the town.
Lots of hikes.
The no tax day was last weekend, so a couple of us went, got some shopping done in town, which has been great. The hiking, like you said, is stunning. It's really great. We went on a couple trails.
Cool.
One of our members, big fisherman, so he went off on himself a pole and all the gear, so he'll at least once or twice a weekend he tries to take off to go fishing.
Yeah, where?
One of the rivers kind of east in the down south of the island, it's the Stikane River or something like that.
The Stikane is our main river. It's like north of us.
Yeah.
It trickles into our ocean. But he's out on he's out on the ocean proper. He's not going down to one of the lakes.
He tries to jump in between from the ocean to the lakes. He got himself a little guidebook, so he tries to see where the best fishing is, what time of the day, and all that stuff. So real early, he'll head to the river. If it's kind of later, he'll go down to the ocean. But he's loving it. He hasn't gotten a chance to fish like this ever.
I don't know. You'd have to ask.
Yeah. Well, no, he's from Indiana. He mostly fishes in, lakes. So he's been getting a blast out of the ocean fishing.
He's from Indiana. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Then, I'm sorry, guys. I have a cold.
Yeah, me too.
So, one more question. when you're done with AmeriCorps, what do you hope to do with the rest of your life?
I am most immediately going back to college. I'm going to finish and get my undergrad degree. I'm interested in going into teaching. That's what hopefully my near future is.
I need to go to college or else my parents are going to throw me out of my house. I wanted to get into local politics because it's hard to get New Mexico's kind of rebuilding itself. It's kind of getting out of a bit of a slump. So I think it'd be a great chance to help out the locals. And being with AmeriCorps really given me some perspective for that. So I was hoping to go into college and get a poli-sci degree with maybe a little bit of law and that kind of stuff and try to help out with New Mexican politics. So let's see.
So not film.
No. Yeah, working in film was, it's a really weird way of working because your job is very on and off. You get paid a ton, but you might not get a job for another like month or two. So I didn't really feel comfortable with that schedule and the entire, just the entire culture and the work ethic of the whole thing is insane. Because you are driven hard, and that's like the overall idea of the whole thing. Like you work 14-hour days for a week, and then you get a break for like a month, and that's the next thing. That would drive me crazy. Even with the break in between, some of those jobs are exhausting. But it was definitely fun. You meet a lot of people, and you definitely get a good perspective for how a lot of the things we enjoy watching are made. But just not my thing.
Yeah, no worries. And possibly teaching for you.
Mm-hmm.
Finish up the degree. If you like interacting with other communities, maybe you could be a journalist.
Yeah, yeah, that could definitely be an option. Yeah.
Okay. I'm tired of coughing on air. So,
oh, no.
Nelly, thank you so much. Orion, you're awesome.
No problem.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.